CBS Radio. We're filling in. This is Don Newsom filling in for Don Nicola. It's the TNT Hour, folks. Well, it's good to have you all back with us today. It's the TNT Hour. Again, this is Don Newsom filling in for Don Nikoloff. He actually is traveling today. And since I've done the TNT Hour before and have one do a show every Monday now at 1 p.m. Pacific, he asked me to fill in for him. I'm not really prepared. So we're going to have the phone lines open. And you can call us toll-free, 877-876-5227. And if you're not in the States, just give us a call on the direct line at 530-876-3222. And you can get on the air with me, and we'll shoot the breeze. You know, I got to tell you, I've been thinking about this. And as I look around out there in what's going on, I tend to think, what's the feeling of what's going on out there? And I happen to believe that this year, let me adjust something here. Huh. There we go. A little better, I think. This year, I think what we're going to see is collisions of energies. That's what I think is going to go on this year. I think people are going to reach a zero tolerance level. They're going to just be appalled at what's going on, and they're not going to take it anymore. And when that time comes, I think there's going to be a collision of energies. So this is going to be an interesting year, I think. I think people are awake. They're aware of what's going on. They know there's problems, corruption in all forms of our branches. State, local, federal. And I think they've had enough. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel it? I mean, when you look throughout the internet and you look at the real news by real people in real areas, you find that this is quite true. People have had it. They've had enough. And I think that this year, their tolerance level to what they find acceptable will have been breached. And at that point, I think people are going to, I think at that point, they're going to be the action takers. Those are the people that are just waiting around. They want to do something, but they don't know how. They're scared, or they don't believe there's enough people out there that would back their play. They don't think that enough of the people have caught on that if they take action, they won't be safe. Okay? And those action takers that want to do something, they're going to find that they can take that action. Because enough people feel the same as they do. So, in other words, I think this year, our tolerance levels will start hitting zero. And because we find what's going on unacceptable, and enough people are talking about it, enough information is getting out to the people, that the action takers are going to step forward. And they're going to take the action necessary. It's a beautiful day here. I've got an excellent cup of coffee. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. Get myself comfortable. Stick around, folks. I'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Joe Vitale. I'm one of the stars of the hit movie The Secret, and I'm the author of way too many books to even list here, including The Attractor Factor and Life's Missing Instruction Manual. You're listening to BBS Radio, so fasten your seatbelts, get ready to be inspired and informed. You're in for a wild ride.
All right, I'm back. You know, I was just talking to someone here in the studio, and I said I got off the air because I feel like I'm talking without a nasal passage. I mean, all my kids are all stuffed up. They're all talking without, you know, with their sinus cavity all plugged up. You can't really think. You feel a little congested, but it's hard to talk. And I said, but you know the interesting thing about it is that it sounds exactly like those new pop singers that are coming out today. You know, they sing with this nasally, oh, folks, some of these people, some of the best artists you ever, you know who they are. They, you know, they sing like this. They talk through their nose. They sing through their nose. I think they, you know, walk through their nose. I don't know. But if they don't stop digging, they'll find something. You know, these nasal singers, I call them. So anyway, so if you can accept the fact that I'm talking like a nasal singer, you can get over it. We're going to have a pretty good day. So this year, I think, just not, you know, I think it's actually going to be towards the fall. I think people are going to reach a feverish pitch. And there'll be some societal changes because of it. And those will take many different forms. That's what I think. I think you're going to see the corruption is going to be so glaringly obvious that it's going to everybody. The question is at that point, are we, the people, going to do anything about it? Yeah, you got to kind of say, are we? Now, take that back to yourself. Are you? Don't know. You know, there are going to be a lot of people When they find something intolerable, they will just step forward. And so I think this is going to be an interesting year. That's what I believe is coming. So if you want a prediction, that's mine. It just seems that way to me through all the information going out there that people are getting to a feverish pitch. And I think that'll culminate sometime this year. And then the action takers, they're going to step forward. Something's ringing, but it's not the call-in line. So we'll ignore it. It's probably my private line. Nobody's there, folks. You don't need to be calling me on my other lines. Nobody's going to answer. I'm over here talking to you guys. Now, if anybody out there, and there's probably just a few of you, because, you know, few people want to listen to me gripe and moan. So, but if there is the one or two of you, three of you, I think there's three of you, then give us a call. Give me a call. Tell me what you're thinking. What do you think's coming? I mean, a lot of people think that everybody's shoring up for the greatest catastrophes on earth coming. And could be. I mean, I'll tell you what, I don't hold too tightly to truths anymore. Not mine, not yours, not anybody's. I kind of allow the truth to be what it is. I just follow my heart and let the chips fall where they may, you know. I think someone actually tried to leave me a message. Yeah, that, you know, that could be, I still smoke Camels, and they changed the darn carton on me. And that scares me. You know, I'm a four-pack-a-day smoker, folks. Yeah, okay. It's, you know, you gotta have a vice in life. Something to keep you here in the physical, don't you? Because if I didn't, I'd be perfect, and I'd just float away. I don't want to float away. So I have a vice, and it's Camel 99s, lights. It used to be Camel Ultralights 100s. Unfortunately, they've changed everything now. And they've changed the box on me, the carton, and I don't know if they even make the Ultralight 100s anymore. And so I look at this, and I think, if they, you know, it's a pretty weird world out there. Are these guys changing up the carton and the tobacco they use? Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, you got people out there saying viruses are on the march and nanomites and flu bugs. Now we've got Halliburton and KBR. Looks like maliciousness to me, infecting the troops so that they come back here and infect us. And now they want to let prisoners out of various prisons all around the country. And from what I hear, that's a hotbed. That's about number one. And I think hospitals, I think, is number two for what you walk in with. If you walk in with nothing, you'll come out with likelihood of something in a prison. Whereas with hospitals, I forget the percentage, but it's high. It's high. I mean, the place is... You're hoping to get some protection and some peace or some rehabilitation or some care, health care, and whammo. What? Here you go. Take that with you. Take that with you when you leave, buddy. Spread it around. We're all love here. Yeah. You know, we got wackos in power, and they're using the new toys. The media, the sophistication of that media, new technologies, in all forms of areas, from parapsychology and paranormal to radionics, all forms of new technologies. And they're in corrupt hands. Our military-industrial complex, the people that oversee it, and that oversee, you know, various extremely large holding companies, banks. You know, there's a top tier to this, and these people are murderers. Murderers. And what's going on is that's happening before our eyes. Right in front of us. We know it's going on. Hey, someone out there, phone me up. Phone up. And tell me what I'm telling you is crap. Tell me that we don't have murderers in power. Tell me that somehow the conspiracy theorists were wrong. Tell me somehow that we aren't in the worst jeopardy we've ever found ourselves in because of those people in power. I made a post on the TNT board. I when we first opened up his blogging service, it was called Is Our President Just Misunderstood? It's a post on the TNT board. You know, if you find it, do a search for it. Is Our President Just Misunderstood? A few years back, I laid it out. Look now. The same thing is valid then as it is now, only it's a lot worse. But now people are aware of it. Back then they weren't. They are now. And that is growing and at such profound levels that I have a hunch, again, this is going to be an interesting year, folks. And I'd like you to be, you know, somebody who, you know, does what they feel, follows their heart in all situations. Remember, it's always peaceful. Peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. You know, you don't need to turn into the same kind of people these people have become. This can be done peacefully. Gatherings, groups, meetings, going down to the buildings. It's happening a lot now, folks. You just don't see it. You won't see it in your media. You won't see it on TV. They've totally, totally corrupted the big mainstream media. Totally. That's what I've found. And I have found nothing yet to lead me to think otherwise. In my opinions, I just, the regular major media companies have been, in my opinion, absolutely corrupted. Whoa. And they're the ones feeding most of the information out from all different angles, all over the world. Whoa. Think the power of that has to build your matrix. And you won't see a lot of what's going on out there. I mean, everywhere I drive, people are holding demonstrations, people are holding signs up. If you drive for a while in any direction, you'll come across something where there are people rallying, grouping, coming together, and being outspoken. And I think that that's going to continue, even though you probably won't perceive it or see it. And that crescendo is on the rise. You get enough people together to do miraculous things happen. It's just part of being integral to everything there is. It's your integrity. And as you come together, that builds a bridge on all levels. When you come together with like-minded people and you, even if it's one person, and you say, you know, that Don, he's right. I like that Don. You and I ought to sit down and talk about what we can do about this. What letters we can write, what blogs we can post on. The military's paying bloggers to spew their filth. With as many wonderful people we have in this world, get them writing, get them putting their thoughts, get them blogging, get them telling what their opinions, their story, what they think, how they feel, where they're going, what it all means, Miss Sue. You know, it isn't huge steps you have to take. I'm harping on this because I get a lot of emails. Well, how can I help? How can I help? I just want to help. I'll help. I'll help. I'll help. I just don't know what to do. How can I be a part of it? Do you know any organizations I can be a part of? Where can I go to? Gosh. I'd love to organize all the answers for that. Would. Don't have the time. But I can express simple solutions. Do a little research. Follow your passion. And take baby steps. Quick ones. You ever seen little babies? They run fast. You don't need to slow up the process, but take quick little baby steps. Because time is of the essence. And we are all babies. Folks, stick around. I'm going to take another break, grab another coffee. We'll be right back. Back. You know, we were talking here more about baby steps, weren't we? And baby steps are things we can all take to win this war, informational war, because it's like Alex Jones says, it's a war for your mind. And we have millions of people who have millions of thoughts on what's going on and what we should do about it. So those people can take the time to start blogging. Getting out there, get their neighbor involved in blogging. Say to their mother, Mom, what can we do about it? Or Dad, what can we do about it? Or to your brother, your sister, make it a family project. Make, you know, you guys got poker night, throw a computer on there, have some beers, and really go nuts. But we can all take a few steps now to bring this to a slow and grinding halt. And we need to take those steps. Because, again, we got murderous perverts running things. You know, that's just what we got, folks. You can deny it, and if you want to deny it, give me a call. 877-876-5227. You know, deny it on the air. Now, we got a nice little treat here. We got my twin brother Doug on here with us. We're going to try to make you sound a little better. Speak up there.
Is that better?
All right. Speak once again.
How's that?
You know, that's a little better. It's an interesting line.
Good.
You've got some interesting noise going on it.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of noise?
Like some background fan? You got a fan going or something?
No fan going.
It's like,
you're kidding. I hear a little bit of a, I don't know what it is. You know, the problem is wireless anything. Wireless anything.
You know, get away from wireless. Wireless is just a hazard.
Well,
in my opinion, total hazard.
You know, I tend to believe, just like certain waves, that these waves are doing us no good. Just like radiation from the sun, this may not be as bad per se, but over time, it's going to affect you.
I agree. I mean, I really agree with you. I think over time, it's going to kill you.
I don't think there's been any studies. They come out with this.
Look, they're doing a history programs on the history station and on the internet that basically talks about the Russians using microwave technologies to bombard the U.S. Embassy down there. And they, all of them that worked there died.
Oh, I believe it.
All right. We got a caller on the air with us.
Hello?
Who are we talking with?
You're talking to Rebecca. How are you today?
We're doing wonderful. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, I kind of have the belief that if we're truly playing out this 3D good, bad, rich, poor kind of dimensional game that's going on, that isn't it kind of that we all came in with soul contracts and we're working out what we're actually supposed to be learning and growing?
Wow, great question, Doug.
I believe we are learning and growing. In many ways, this environment, you can, you know, it can be a bad or it can be good depending on your perception. And if you allow your perception to get riddled in the mire, like we could take it to extreme. We could all go to Africa and be amongst a very poverty-stricken neighborhood, and then we'd be even more inclined to do something, or maybe not, but we'd be looking at the world in maybe a negative, more negative fashion, which would affect us even more. But the question is it all, are you doing anything wrong or right now in your life circumstances? And I think, really, there is, just like there's predetermined, everything seems to be predetermined, it may be that can coexist with you determining it in every minute of every day. And I think that is the same. I think we split off. I think there are infinite number of dimensions. And I think that in this world, that if we see some wrong, maybe we should work towards correcting it, and that helps us change in a different way. Now, does it mean it's all written in the stars that it's going to happen no matter what? I don't know, but I tend to think they both coexist in a multidimensional universe.
Well, what I hear there is it's still coming from good, bad, right, wrong. And focusing, you know, I believe that as the light's getting stronger, that it's, you know, more of the dark is getting illuminated, and they're scrambling all around to do what they can do. But it's almost the last grasp of, you know, not wanting to be exposed.
Well, you know, I tend to believe that that's a little bit wishful, and here's why. I think we need the negativity in many ways to wake ourselves up. We're not going to see perfection because this is a world of learning. If we got rid of all the imperfection, we'd all be in a state of totally union and grace, and we wouldn't be here. So we are here, and this is a learning platform, and in that way, why would we really see all the negativity and all the bad just at one point or just be gone? No. And I think on many levels, as we evolve to be able to take in more change and more information and become more aware, on some level, that also means the polar opposite. That means that you're going to be in more challenging situations where you're going to have to confront your awareness on more levels. Does that make sense?
Well, I hear you, but I still think you can be in challenging situations and you can get rid of the duality. Because rather than doing a judgment on it, I believe that people can still wake up from the situation if they're experiencing pain, or as the veil is thinning, which is supposed to be what's happening as we're moving into, you know, a closer dimension to the sun. They talk about being in the photon belt.
Well, you'll still have the duality, but you may have the awareness where the karmic effect or the understanding of those dualities don't really affect you.
Why does there have to be the duality?
Well, with every last thing you could name to me has different extremes of it. Without any sort of polarity, we wouldn't even have magnetic force.
I know, but when someone says, you know, positive and negative, the negative is, rather than just looking at it, different ends of the spectrum, right? It's that judgment of being negative.
Correct. Okay. By the way, that's why there really is no negativity. In this world in which you're coming to understand, everything is as it should be. It's all one. There really is no opposite. We just think in terms of a polarity, but it's more like an infinite extension of one extreme to another. So I agree with you on that level. Everything is fairly perfect, and we don't need to look at it in terms of polarity. We just need to be aware of more pull, more dynamic attraction, or more dynamic repulsion. I think that's kind of the key factor in laying out polarity.
Or rather a push-pull than a repulsion, because that also, for a lot of people, has a negative connotation. You know.
I love all that, but it's still, to me, a lot of that sounds pacifism. You know, kind of like, you know, pacifism. It really does. Again, to me, it's when you're here and the place is screwed up, you're here to fix it. That's probably normally the case.
I'm going to give you a cue.
Donald,
I've got to hear this out. There's a butterfly.
One at a time.
I want to give you a little analogy. Here's a butterfly. There's a little caterpillar. Goes into its cocoon. It then starts to go into its cocoon to make a change. And we look at that, or maybe we just look at an egg. Like, you can use the egg as an example, and a little bird's coming out, or a little butterfly's coming out of its cocoon, and we look at that, and we see it struggle. We see it struggle! So what do? We go, oh, gosh, let's pull a little chip of the egg away so the bird comes freer. Let's pull a little of the cocoon away so the cocoon comes a little bit freer.
Right.
And ultimately, when the bird comes out, it doesn't have the strength to fly.
Right.
So on many levels, I think the world has to go through these changes on their own. Now, you, by the way, Dawn, you don't need to change the world. You just need to change what's around you. If you make the best case for living right with your immediate environment, you will have just as much as an impact on the world as you would by changing the world if that was your immediate environment. Why do I say that? Because we're not going to put ourselves in the middle of Africa to see all the people that are deep. We really want to make a change. Let's go there. Oh, forget there. Let's go someplace worse than there.
Well, now let's hold on.
So on many levels, you've got to just do the best you can in the environment and the sphere that you're in.
Well, now, I agree. But here's the thing. When it comes down to your making right in your environment, you can do that. You can do that, but let's just say you're building your little hobbit's nest.
Nobody makes light of it. You're aware of it.
Right. I understand, but you're building your little hobbit's nest, and you've got kids. And they're around you. And now you've got this neighbor who just keeps kicking your kids. He's trying to kill them, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
What do you do? You try diplomacy first.
And if that doesn't work? Right? And if that doesn't work?
And then if that doesn't work, you probably move.
Oh.
Yeah.
Run away.
Is it running away?
Isn't it?
Is it not preferable to say fighting a war against something that is perfect and unaware? What are you going to do? Kill every spider out there because it wants to bite you? They're unaware.
Oh, Doug, wow, you must have bit right into that pacifism.
No, that's not pacifism. You change what you can, and what I would recommend would be
now,
to go over there, wait, communicate.
Like
you communicate you with that person. You do the very best to show him different points of view.
Exactly.
Well, you're coming from like a God consciousness, right? There are steps that you can take. I mean, rather than going over and killing this person, to me, expressing anger is just...
Yeah, you take it out of context sometimes, Doug. If you've got a terrorist government that's terrorizing its people, you can turn around, run, move, do whatever you want. But again, that won't stop it, and eventually it will feed into the hole.
Why
it's like
work
a rot.
On just this
it's
government, Don?
It's a rot.
Why work on just this government?
Who says that?
I don't know. In Tanzania, or where it used to be Madagascar?
I'll tell
that's
you.
Even worse.
Here's a beautiful...
We could really work there first.
We could.
Sure
I would love...
more plight there than there are here.
I would love to. I would love to remove the government that's in power in our nation loving government that would help other nations.
Don, there... I would say of all the countries in the world, maybe 90% of them are have bad people in them, and probably worse than we are.
Probably,
let
Doug see. You do what you can do where you can do
exactly.
the most good.
Exactly.
Where
so
you can do
is,
the most good.
Where do you want your awareness, and what battles do you want to fight? And if you take your awareness in and you subject it to all these things that you see negatively, and you create a lot of judgment. In many, many ways, it only comes back as a catalyst of stress, which leads to hormonal changes, which leads to problems. I think on some level, we have to be aware, and we do try, but, you know, there's...
Do you roll over and do tricks, too?
Woof! Woof!
Yeah, I thought so.
Got a bone? This one was doing a good job for the bone.
Until recently, yeah. Well,
Don, I agree. We each have our place. And by the way, this is the wonderful thing about cycles. All of us, we go through certain awakening processes, and there's a time where we utilize those juices to affect the world on a greater level, and there's some of those times we use them to go inward to affect ourselves on a greater level so we can use that on an outward level. So I think
ultimately, we want to work with the outside level, right?
Ultimately,
or we wouldn't
you
be
want
here.
To be in harmony with all things.
Oh, gee, I got to say that.
What about the concept when a butterfly flaps its wings, it causes something clear across the earth to happen?
I think when an atomic particle goes through you, it carries it to the end of the universe and back.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's why on many levels, just the idea of thinking pure thoughts and beautiful and the idea of love and projecting that can do us just as much to change the world as projecting a negative state of being.
Well, there's a, Don, there's a lot of people that have shows that talk about this as well on BBS Radio.
Sure, absolutely. But, you know, they all have their flavor. They all talk about it in a different way. That's the beauty of what we're trying to show here, a full spectrum of awareness. In fact, that's one of our quotes. BBS Radio wants to provide that. I want to provide, you know, look, folks, I figured it out, and I'll tell you how it works. You take about 1,000 Ritalin, 1,000 Prozac, eventually you got 1,000...
How about the lithium? Don't forget the lithium.
And the lithium. And then you got 1,000 personalities. You can dance one between the next. They all got points of view, and you can master your multidimensional aspect of you. It's fab. You know, I got to tell you, it makes me spiritual. How about you?
I feel, on many levels, hearing this.
Is that the 1,000 points of light they were talking about, that Bush was talking about?
No, hearing this information, it also allows me and makes me, on many levels, more aware and more conscious of who I want to be. If I didn't see this or hear all these multiple points of view on BBS Radio, then I wouldn't be as aware as I am. So on those levels, I think everybody has a truth, and all of those, the more truths we learn, if we could deal with 7 billion truths, boy, wouldn't we be stellar.
Stellar.
Stellar. We'd be godlike, wouldn't we?
God men.
Yeah.
No, and God women.
And let's not leave out the woman.
That's right.
You know, again, it does. To me, it's a matter of yourself and your responsibility to the greater portion of yourself, which is all there is. And I think that it's where you can do the most amount of good for the most amount of people where that service to others situation comes in. If you've landed in the foxhole, well, then that's the hole you're in. You know, you
said,
play with the cards you're dealt.
Zany
now,
said, I like his quote, service to all, which also means service to self, on a because on some level I think service to
all
is
a bigger representation. But it doesn't mean service to none.
But we're not saying that, Don.
Ah.
You're hearing it that way, but I'm not saying it that way.
I really honestly believe that she's on so many levels has a wise understanding. And that's not a bad
service to self, to me, is service to none. Because it's serving such a small portion of anything there is that it's so self-serving that that's a path in and of its own.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you could save one person or a billion people, who gets greater reward? Who does God hold in higher favor?
None. God doesn't hold any one in higher favor than...
I would agree with that. God doesn't favor one more than the other.
Right.
So, let me repeat my question. Why, then... do we want to save, if I had an opportunity where I could affect my community or my family, or even myself, because I'm a part of that family, would that be more responsible or less responsible than affecting a greater diversity of people or
sounds to me like you're just trying to figure out how you can be of a great service and you're just screwing your head up. Also, yes. And it all, that's what it sounds to me. It sounds like a bunch of wishy-washy woo-woo, you know. To me, you know, it's our responsibility together to make sure that this destructive group of murderous perverts doesn't go hell-bent in creating global genocide in the way that they're favoring. Because right now they're murdering people by the millions in one country or another, and using their global structures and global weight, it's a murderous bunch of cowards.
Don, do you believe that...
And they need to be stopped.
Do you believe that more and more of that is getting exposed now? And
well, why would they spread so much disinfo? You know, it's almost relative. The more and more truth is getting out there, the more they got to, you know, bleed it.
Right, but maybe that is their last gasp attempt.
Well, they have other attempts they're going to be throwing at the world. Don't get me wrong. These people are helped.
I thought UFOs were going to come along and save us all.
Yeah, well, you know,
what happened
so
in
2012? So
the great
did the many.
Where we're all going to phase into some heaven-like atmosphere, And, you know, those who phase in will phase in, and those who don't stay behind. I love all those ideologies.
Oh, you mean the earth splitting and the winking out and the pop, pop, whiz, whiz?
Yeah.
Oh, what a relief it is. I'm gone.
The 2012 theory.
Bam.
Yeah.
Zap. You're gone.
I actually believe there is a dynamic occurring. I believe people are waking up to a spiritual understanding. I think it's going to become more and more so as we move into the future. And I think ultimately we're all going to reflect back on the things that we've done at one point or another and really reach a higher level of spiritual understanding.
Here's what these aliens, extraterrestrials and off-worlders, truly believe. We'll keep the balance so you don't go blowing yourself to pieces and destroying or being harmful to the rest of the
galaxy or universe. And he spoke personally with God, and he doesn't believe.
I've been trying to beat his head for a while now, but now we got the Dalai Lama, and you know.
He was in Seattle a few days ago. A lady going down and meeting him.
Going down on him?
Going down meeting him.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, I was about to be shocked.
Knows, the guy who wrote The Power of Now, Tolsky, or whatever his gentleman's name is. I actually read the book, but I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. You know, I think what's going to happen is these entities are basically saving us from ourselves until we grow up. And there's enough energies here hitting enough people fast enough. Everybody's waking up to the problems. They're showing themselves more and more, and it's really a little dance.
Do you think they would come here if we were all kind of upset at each other? Do you think they would be more inclined to come here if we were all in a state of harmony and...
Yep.
Spreading love,
absolute.
All that. So, on some level, the people that actually do that, rather than saying, okay, I'm going to get out, I'm going to get mad, and I'm going to start a riot, I'm going to get all these people upset, I'm going to get the city upset, I'm going to get the country upset, and
God, you somehow will always get in out of your responsibilities, won't you? You'll talk yourself into
a
mind
whip. There are a lot of responsibilities, and the responsibilities often start first with the self.
No doubt about it.
You can't give away something you don't have.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I don't disagree with you there. You need to go inward. But there's a time and a... Don't you feel like there's a timeline ending? See, don't you feel that somehow there's a set of urgency?
There's been a set of urgencies since the time of man. I think the Roman Empire had a hold on people. I think the merchant bankers back before the time of the Renaissance and the Baroque period were just as bad. I think after that they were as bad. The Cathar period in the 1300s, you had people being wiped out more than they ever were even today on a population basis. I think there has been misery since time began. And I'll tell you another thing I think. I think on this particular planet, there might be misery until time ends.
You know what?
So you don't believe in the new, beautiful Earth?
I believe in you becoming new and moving to a different level, whether it be this planet or a different dimension or a different level of awareness. I don't know, but it's individual. That's why we each have our way to communicate with God.
I love that we right now are in such a wonderful, blissful period of time that we're going to magnetically move into the dimension that we most harmonize with. So
we don't
have to do anything here right now. Let's just meditate our way
we
into the next world.
I would rather
meditate our way into the next world,
kids,
and we'll be fine.
I teach them meditation and love and awareness.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be teaching them how bad the world is and how much they should hate the people that are running it.
To our children today, we need to wake people up to the consortium that is fact.
Well,
murdering people. And we cannot live a beautiful, wonderful new world in a beautiful new world with that sort of consortium.
I wouldn't tell my children that. I would tell them they have the ability to live within a beautiful world no matter what the world holds, or else they won't be able to see it.
They see it.
They won't, you know, if they don't know that
again,
that exists.
We're not dealing with children here. Now, if I'm talking with children, I would do so. We're not talking with children. We're talking with adults, people who have allowed this thing to get where it is, need to take some responsibility to correct it.
Well,
Don, I feel like, for me, when I hear about the negative and all that, it's the same thing as the government trying to put out a fear factor to keep the population from waking up.
There's no fear. There's no fear. It's a we've got dangerous people.
Okay, but when,
don't fear them. They're a danger to themselves, ultimately.
But if that's what you focus on, for most people, it instills fear.
Well, you know, again, like Doug said, there are uses. It's woken everybody up so far. In fact, these guys have done such a grand job, it isn't even the light workers who've woke you people up.
I don't believe that.
You know what it is? It's these people doing so many crazy, evil things that they've got your attention.
No,
they're the ones
that
who woke you up. We're just trying to help you step in the right direction to do something about it. How do you like that for a new spin on light workers?
When people are fear-based, that they're just trying to survive, that's what they're focused on. If you look at Maslow's hierarchy...
Let's get rid of... Who thinks fear-based anymore? I mean, why does that even come into the conversation or the equation? See, what's fear? You got to step off that ledge.
Okay.
Then the conversation starts to make sense.
I see a lot of people around me that are fear-based, and that's a way of also controlling them.
Well, then you've perceived your fellow man as being pretty weak.
Not necessarily. I see them as somebody who hasn't totally waken up yet, and they're concerned.
I don't. I see them as completely healed and whole. Funny, I do. I see them as like Christ would see them, if there's no better analogy, because I like that analogy. They are whole, they're awoken, they have the ability, they are healed. I don't see them in less than what they are.
I'm not saying that's less than what they are.
But I also see them as aware and awoke, and I will treat them as such.
Yeah, but on the other side, when you have an awakening, by the way, Don, when you have an awakening experience, nothing in it is fear-based. Absolutely nothing. Nothing in there says these people are wrong or these people
are
wrong. Nothing.
Why are we still there?
Because I'm just saying that's the higher plane we're evolving to.
You mean are we evolving to it here now?
I think
this is going to be a world of pain probably until the end of time.
Yes.
See, again, the wishy-washy. You got to sit down, get centered with what the feelings are telling you. Feel.
Feelings will tell me that life can be a beautiful thing depending
on
your thought process.
Hey, it's energetic right now, folks. There's a lot of it coming in. I mean, even scientific measurements will prove that. So it's excited. It's electric. We're an electric universe, folks.
Well, you know, Don, I'm sorry because here I am countering your argument. You have just as much right to
you.
Truth
thank
as
you.
Any X-Man, and
I love
you for doing what you're doing because I think ultimately there are people that need this.
And people need to hear the different points of view.
Correct.
I agree.
So they can get their own. Because, again, it's not my way. It's our way, which includes your way. So, hey.
Yeah, that's true.
Doug, I love you.
I love you,
Rebecca,
my brother.
Thank you for joining us
on
the TNT Hour.
Well, I wanted to be one of that 33 1/3% of your audience. And are you counting your brother as another person, too?
Yeah, we've headed up to my magic number.
Four.
Eight.
Oh.
I think we're at eight connections.
Oh, okay.
I can monitor.
Four callers, four packs of cigarettes. There's some pattern there.
They're here. They've arrived. Our audience is waiting for us, and we got to go.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's great talking with you guys.
You pleasure. Rebecca,
okay.
Love you.
Same here. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Don.
Doug?
Yep.
Speak up. Talk like a man.
Hey.
When you leave this program, you leave it like a man.
All right.
Good
Let's
man.
Do it. Good night, man.
Good night.
Good.
And that was enough of him. Folks, we love you on the TNT Hour. We're going to close out here with Da Funk. We know who wrote it. Don Nikoloff. He'll be back next Wednesday live. He is traveling, so I was filling in for him. Again, this is Don Newsome, and this was the TNT Hour. Stick around, there's more coming.